Sermons and Talks, Volume 1, Chapter 41. Light Reading. I ask you to put away from your homes all light reading. Do not fill the house with magazines, so that when one comes in, the first thing he picks up is a magazine. The Lord has nothing to do with such reading. It fills the mind with trash. Those who indulge in it are bringing to the foundation wood, hay, and stubble. It is a sin in the sight of God to give the mind to such reading, for He claims our thoughts. We are to serve them with the mind. In the Bible you will find reading that will be food to the soul. We have no time to spend in light reading. Let us study what saith the Word of God. Let us find out from the Scriptures what are the conditions of salvation. Have you become acquainted with your neighbors, that you may tell them of the truth? Take your Bible and call on them. Read them some of those passages of Scripture that are the most comforting. Show them that you have an interest in their eternal welfare. God wants you to help them to place their minds in a right channel. In the Word of God, the truth in regard to the observance of the Lord's Sabbath is plainly stated. But the world is in ignorance of God's requirements. Shall it be that when you meet your neighbors in the day of judgment, they will charge you with neglect, saying, "You knew of these things, why did you not tell us?" May God help us to realize that our words are a talent more precious than gold and silver. May He help us to speak only words of comfort and consolation. Remember that a large number of angels were cast out of heaven because of rebellion. These angels are continually striving to turn into wrong channels the minds of those who are seeking to obey the Lord. But if you will walk in the path of obedience to God's requirements, He will watch over you and guard you from evil. He will strengthen you and cause you to ride upon the high places of the earth.